Monday the 18th of March 1974, afternoon darshan, Manav Kendra, Dehradun.
What did that Kashmiri? Thank you. Hello. How did you find your meditation this evening? Better or worse? Hey, yes or no? Yes, and not like that, if not, not the other way. All right. If you saw Master's form, please. Count, please.
Seven.
Oh. No one saw strong red chandra. Like.
19.
Oh, I mean, seen only red light or purple light, please.
24.
Count correctly.
Did I count incorrectly?
Yeah. I counted out like how many have seen strong moonlight today?
15.
Good. How many have seen ordinary white light or white clouds, please?
29.
Those have seen golden light or pale light, please.
36.
40.
I'm sorry, Master.
Who have seen blue sky or stars?
I think it's 36.
Sorry, the two to later.
I counted them to
start. That's all right, thank you.
Not at all?
Not all, no. I'm not going to do that, I am you. All right. How many have seen big star or moon?
And
if star or moon has burst, you know. So there appears to be something wrong in understanding, I tell you. When you see the big star, what happens ultimately? Either it will burst or open to you for the way up. And every two.
She says it goes away, Master.
Fades away. Fades away or goes away?
I don't know, it fades away.
That
I don't know how it
fits. And this is what I said, you see.
It says it fades away.
No, that only burst, you see. That burst is naturally for your emotion. That's the bursting. And bursting natural thing is fact.
It hasn't opened.
Did not open, I don't say. R class, 92. It has burst, at least. If you are not in emotion, then if you continue looking into it, you will cross it. For future, you see. All right. Anyone who has seen any flash of light of any color?
Four.
All right. यहाँ जो देसी भाई बैठे हैं यहाँ के, उनको किसी को शुभ नजर आया हाथ खड़ा करो. गुरु आसमान जब तारे नजर आए हो हाथ खड़ा करो. नीला आसमान जब तारे. I did not ask the other song. So there are also there progressing. All right. Now, here's your chart of examination. Hopeful. At all. Any question? Yes, please come on. Yes, yes, surely.
I didn't see anything tonight.
What do you find?
Nothing.
Nothing. You complain to me that you do not hear the sound.
No, sir, I hear the sound. I just didn't see any light.
Well, you hear the sound then, sorry. I understood that in the morning also. You did not see light.
Yes.
What do you see? You don't mind.
Just darkness.
Hmm?
Just darkness.
Darkness was changing, something more, something less.
No, just darkness.
Keep up. Yes. Continue. All right, now let us find out. When you shoot pinches now. Were you aware of the breathing going on?
I think I was just...
Thinking wrong, though. See definitely yes or no.
No, sir.
Aware of the breathing going on?
Most of the time, no.
But you were, most of the time, half the time, most of the time. Do you feel numbness or heaviness in any part of the body, hands or feet?
Yes.
Second reason. Did you feel any headache or strain in the head?
No.
No. Did you go to sleep?
No.
Were you just clutching, this is not that, this is not that, something like that? No. So there are three mistakes. Well, again, understand. Was there any tension in any part of the body? Your head was like tension, not relaxed. Head.
No, I was relaxed.
Hmm?
I was relaxed.
So sit now, I may explain to you. Sit in any pose, most can enter. There shall be no tension in any part of the body. Sit quiet, relax, or straight. Next to the heart will stay. Then don't change me. When you are sitting for meditation, were you aware of the outside things? A lot of thought intervened?
Yes.
That is the fifth bit. When you sit, when you close your eyes, these eyes don't work. Eyes of flesh and bone. Some other thing within you sees that darkness, that inner eye. So within your eye, look into the middle of what you see in front of you, darkness naturally, first. Not whole of the darkness, but just into the middle. That one. Look intently, mind depend to find out what the whole attention is seeing. You put your whole attention seeing and no other thought will come. When you sit, our attention is still outside. That is why all thoughts creep up. You look constantly without break, with full rapt attention, for the time being no thought will come. When you look constantly with full attention, then there will be no clutching also. Continuously look sweetly, lovingly what is in there. Don't be differentiating. Read the names at intervals. You won't feel any numbness or heaviness in the body. You won't be aware of the breathing. All attention is diverted into that before you. You see that? You follow? Then when you can teach me a new man, what you call?
Pardon?
Teach me how to meditate. Yes, yes, it means you're glad to read, that's all right. There's no reason why you should not see that.
Yes,
I know. Why see now? I can be fully confident tomorrow you'll tell me you've seen light.
I hope so, Master.
All right. God bless you. Feel no reservation, you see. You're welcome. Anyone else? Is it getting? Yes? Well, come on, please, come on.
Master, I saw the same face this evening as I saw this morning.
What did you see?
A long time. You said it was Master.
Hmm?
This, you said it was Master because it did not go entirely at Simran. It went partially, but part of the face is always showing. It's a white face wearing dark glasses and a very dark cavity for a mouth.
Do you understand we hold the repetition of the five names?
Part of it, Master, sometimes fades for a few minutes.
Not sometimes. It's a criterion, you see. If anyone comes up, he go to the highest, it's sure to stand. Others who come to those who go to the first plane, second plane, third plane, or fourth plane, they stay for a while and then go away. Those who stand between the full repetition of the five names, that is. That will grow blind to also.
Also, Master, when
look at once more, let me tell you.
Excuse me.
It appears you cannot fix your whole attention at one place. Put and the other. Just look here. Don't look to the hand or the feet, you see. Simply darkness there, whole attention. Your attention, you all come over there. And then look in the middle of the darkness. Try to. God bless you.
Also, Master, when I'm meditating,
yes,
and my body is getting numb, at that time,
don't.
I get very hot. And
No. Don't. That is the wrong way of doing it, I say. When you try to go up, you watch the jaw system, that your body becomes numb. So naturally, no experience. Don't put an end in. Just below the eye, don't pay any attention whatsoever, not outside. All attention is seeing, all attention is seeing, rapt attention, continuously, without a break. This won't be true.
I do, Master, but my body gets very hot.
Well, again, I tell you, you are conscious of the breathing going on. You feel
painful, Master.
Just hear me what I say, I have heard you. You say you feel heat in the body, is it so? It is only experience when your breathing goes on. Prana system, this is the wrong way of doing it. I told you not to be aware of the breathing going on, let it go on. Don't watch the up going up, that will give you numbness. So I told you when you close the eyes of pressure wound, they don't take some other thing with the inner eye, look not the whole of the darkness, but into the middle outside, not in the body. You follow my point?
I follow you, Master.
That's all right, thank you. Right, so there should be no reservation, if there is anything not very clear. Man does, you see, that's all right. All right, now you go to the other you. Yes? Sun has sneaked away. Sun has sneaked away. Yes.
Our sun is here.
Huh?
Our sun is
here. All right. You're the right to see. Welcome you all. Yes, please.
When listening to the sound current, yes, I always concentrate on the right ear. And no, when I concentrate in the middle, I see the light. How can I prevent from
look, I told you. Just to hear the sound coming from the right side, not right ear. Right ear means here, right ear means this side.
Beside the right ear.
What comes from the right side? Just put in whole attention in hearing. Don't look in front of you. One thing at a time. Very little things. It takes time to be proficient in this.
The sister has a question, Master.
Master, I too, when I view Bhajan, I have a problem. When I view Bhajan, I have a problem also.
What problem?
Well, when we close our outer ears to hear the sound,
yes,
is there an inner ear that opens up like the third eye, or are outer ears looking in?
What is it doing again? Third eye, they open when you fix your gaze.
Oh, I always see light when I do bhajan, Master. Huh? And I see light when I do bhajan.
Well, that is wrong.
If I think of not
do one thing at a time. Do one practice at a time.
Master, is there an inner ear that opens up like the third eye?
If you put in attention two things, the attention is divided. Well, probably not more. You put a whole attention seeing, then that will light will come up more. You put a whole attention hearing, that will become stronger. If the attention divided, then those what audience, light and audience say.
Master, when I pay attention, when I want to not see the light, my attention goes to thinking of not seeing the light.
What? Why go to thinking? Again, your intent was, do one practice at a time, please. It was seeing, whole time seeing. Sitting hearing, whole attention hearing.
Master, do we have an inner ear? Is there an inner ear like the third eye?
Don't worry about that.
Well, I thought it might help me to fix my...
No, don't use your own philosophy.
You are
here that much, you know. What comes in the right shall put all attention in. That's all.
Well, where should I put the attention on the sound? I mean, should I...
What comes from the right side, not to the ears.
Is that so? And then you said to put it in the...
Again,
middle.
What I said, do you understand me?
Master, then you said it will come from above.
I told you, you are here. That is understood? While here, when you see, put in whole attention in seeing. When you hear it, then whole attention in hearing. Don't do things at a time in the beginning. There is more light and more. All right. Go, Jani. I read it, then. Who is it?
It's for
your lesson.
No, no.
Why is it for the week? You gave? No. My name must be there. What is it? Here, here, this name.
My humble appreciation. It wasn't given anywhere. I think it's his
name. You gave it?
No.
All right. Then he says, thank you. Or I convey the thank you to you too. All right, God bless you. Go ahead.